Water levels in the Great Salt Lake have dropped close to a record low. The Great Salt Lake Advisory Committee is talking about how that low water affects everyone and everything that depends on the lake. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
The Great Salt Lake is one of the world's most important wetlands and waterbird areas. Plus, brine shrimping, mineral extraction, and recreation pump more than $1 billion into the economy each year and support nearly 8,000 jobs. So it's no surprise that low water is triggering concern. Wayne Martinson represents the National Audubon Society in Utah.
So it's a human environmental issue. It's an economic issue. It's a wildlife issue. I think that's a beginning of a discussion of what the problems are.
Low water affects pollution, irrigation, and the brine shrimp harvest. And mineral companies need more water for salt, potash, and magnesium extraction. Birds also feel the impact. Martinson says thousands of American white pelicans are at risk because predators on the shore can now cross a land bridge to pelican nests on Gunnison Island.
To me, the lake is in trouble.
Martinson will be reporting his findings on Wednesday to the Great Salt Lake Advisory Committee. The panel helps guide state policy on the iconic water body that some call America's Dead Sea. Judy Fays, KUER News.